Hello and welcome back to the Learn to Code podcast. My name is Jorge Escobar and I am the host of this show. And I know that I've been offline for quite a while, right after I promised to keep these episodes coming week after week. I got into a new job. So this job, I'm supposed to be an ETL engineer. I haven't done any ETL job so far. I've been answering emails, joining meetings, monitoring stuff, but really I have not modified even a single line of code in the month and a half that I've been working here. I am still learning Python, right, and I'm planning to use my weekend building websites. I don't really know Django, so this weekend, Python is a real programming language. I had to say that I find it very, and I can do a lot with very few lines. For example, if you want to create a text file on Java, that's going to be quite a lot of code, and I had found entire chapter or section to the very fat text file. With Python, is even less. Python is sufficient, and Java is still hanging always. And I had to say that there are many Python tests. You know what? Be careful, because on Python, every single line of code represents 70 lines of code. And I would like to say that that's actually really accurate. In order to do the same on Java, creating a text file, uploading text, other file, the syntax is too verbose to my liking. And if you want to embarrass Python way faster, it was the case on batches where you can add a text file really easily on batches. By the way, I'm going to record a video on batches. I was running out of space on my six terabyte hard drive. I realized that most of the space was used by OBS video recording, uncompressed. So I am using a command line program, fmmpeg, that allows me, well, the same quality, but with a compression. I'm saving a lot of space. I am using bash script in order to basically tell my computer to compress everything, to delete the original video, you know, and just leave the compressed version behind. I want to record. I know it's not perfect, but I'm learning Python right now. This weekend is going to be focusing my attention to websites. Websites are basically the main thing for software developers. If you are talking about software and buildings, most people relate to. Let's be honest, that's the when a person picks up, they most likely visit. That's just a fact of, and being able to create websites that are not just basic websites and read and gather information from, basically websites content. Who knows, we allow regular people to create an account, people that have the knowledge to build websites, to basically empower people, come on, create a real developer. I know that a lot and whatnot, whatever trendy, the reality is, website is the king of software. Obviously, websites are dependent on a lot of database working. Well, after my wife died, I've been my lifeline was basic. It wasn't, well, let's say that my wife was part of me died. I really didn't have anything else to right now. My main plan is learn Python, learn how to build websites with Django and Python. Actually, and I have a project for that. 2 years ago or three years ago, I built version of a website for a local school. So I'm going to build the version number 3 with, and I'm going to be moving out from Node.js, because that's what I was building that for. I was building that website with Node.js, and now I'm building that with Django. But not only that, I'm not going to migrate the code to that. I'm going to rebuild the entire thing, you know? I'm going to get new resources, new pictures, and everything. Even new resources, and I'm going to build everything from scratch, you know? And it's not going to be just copy-paste the content with a new face. It's not going to be that. I'm planning to do it really big, you know? Creating users, allowing the parents of the kids that go to that an account to allow themselves to pay be online, see their children's scorecards, you know? Whatever else. I can, even if I think they are you, a fingerprint scanner, get the records of the employee. Maybe I can integrate that in and allow the administration person to actually, just speedballing here. Maybe they are going to find value when Are their employees getting into, I don't know, maybe human resources? Because I've been in jobs because I am a consultant, right? So that I don't have the power to create whatever database I want. I'm not able to do anything. In my previous jobs, when I was not somebody from the outs. I was hired, I was part of the family, allowed to create software direct. And I took for granted the ability that data create software. When you are a consultant, you are leaving behind the shadow of the client software. So I'm not supposed to overreach. I just there to deal with the work that nobody else wants to do it well. But the issue is that I have the responsibility without the credentials to actually. So I don't really know. So I am predicting right now to lose this job. So what I'm going to do right now is, you know what? I'm going to fail as a consultant. I'm going to do my best effort. And when they finally fire me, I want to have enough money, actual something, to create my own business. So I was thinking about, well, maybe if I create for free, because it's on my dime, maybe I can use this as a demo and move around and try to sell it to others, to other companies, or at least as part of my portfolio. And I do have a job, right? I don't want to. But the thing is that I feel that I'm really constrained. I'm very limited of what I, in my previous jobs, I was able to automate everything I did, basically, to fix issues permanently, to stop the code. In this case, this is not what I've been thinking about. You know what? I've been assuming the worst right now. I'm going to get fired again. That's fine. But I really need to think about, and being the IT support guy, no, I don't right now. I've been giving it my full effort. And instead of writing code, I've been answering emails and attending teams and watching and writing Word documents. I'm not doing what I'm... Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I want somebody else to know what your entire team... Another option that I was thinking, in the worst cases, I am thinking that, well, maybe programming is like a hobby. So maybe I should find a job and do programming. That's another option. There is a lot that have nothing related. And I would say that I may get more money. If I want to, I can record videos. I can keep recording episodes. But really, I don't really solve toying around with somebody else's source, and not even that, I don't know. Being a consultant is like being hired by somebody else to work something on the plumbing of their house, but they don't allow you to go inside the house. It's really weird. So, or maybe I just don't. I've been thinking about that. Maybe I just don't get it. I have to be, and maybe I'm not good enough. I just want to build software. That gets value to people, and that the first software I built was the POA, annual operating, and was basically a software that allows the goals for the to commit to fulfill. And 10 years later, I found an ex-colleague. He told me the software was still up and running, and that it was so used and was very good that nobody seems to. They find value. And I do remember creating that by myself, because nobody helped. I learned a lot about the SQL there. I learned about Delphi way back in 2000. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, it's 2000, since 2017, almost 10 years. 10 years and this software, and they are still using. And then I thought to myself, oh my God, this is going to be my legacy. I cannot be. Because I say, okay, this software is useful, I guess, but if I had the opportunity to build it from the ground up again, I would change. I would do a way better job now, after. But I don't know. I don't think that being a consultant, I don't think it's... And I'm going to make my best effort, but really, if I want to fix the plumbing of the house, it's going to come to a point where I had to say to the client that, you know what? I need to get inside the house in order to actually fix the problem, or even to identify what the problem is. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of frustration. That's what I didn't want to podcast yet. I've been feeling a lot of frustration. Listen, I think I'm going to get fired again. I don't know. I've been thinking very deeply about it. I don't think I'm curious to. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I didn't got it. I don't know. I don't know, because I don't have the decision power. I had to limit myself for what I can do. And I've been sending emails, I've been attending calls, I've been filling out on the web. The future is just ahead. Maybe if I am, my plan is to basically get fired, I guess. And I had very little money, very little, for like surviving. for like a month, maybe, if I stretch it out. And I was thinking about using that month to build a website. That's the plan. Build a website to either sell it to get a new job, to just add it to portfolio and publish it on another job. I think my coworkers are thinking, I'm not doing it really. Probably I should focus on YouTube, another hobby of mine, and focus entirely on recording. I have no idea how to monetize it. Well, I don't know. Maybe I just wait until the end of my... I do need my wife. That's pretty much what's... But, well, I guess in the short, make my last stand or we get fired. The last time I got fired, I did after my wife died. I was on suffering it now. It's not that bad. I went out, eat out. I don't mean that I was sad, but basically the high that I was expecting now in a restaurant, in a fancy restaurant, I went to watch several, I don't know, it's like I just lost my ability. Well, anyway, if you're listening to this, I hope not, because now this is the thing, almost 5 months, and I feel the same. Somebody told me. Time, I think after 5 months, well, I don't know, but one thing I know for sure, I messed up along the way, I could have done better, and I just did. Maybe that's what I feel so from my younger, I feel like I wasted and that I should be far ahead of my life, 40, I am 41 years old, and I am afraid, maybe I just need to get some. Well, thank you for listening, and sorry the energy to end this episode in a bigger, better way, I guess. Well, thank you for listening. See you later.